The Lebanese head to the polls on Sunday to choose their parliamentarians for the first time in nearly a decade. Now, the vote will be held according to a new electoral law, which will see proportional representation implemented for the first time in Lebanon. Press TV's Ronaldo Alaidin has more on the final preparations ahead of the general elections.
Final preparations are underway in Lebanon as the country goes to the polls under a new voting system on Sunday to choose a new parliament. It will be the first parliamentary election in Lebanon in nearly a decade. No campaigning is allowed on Saturday, with media outlets banned from reporting or speculating on the outcome of the elections. Leaders are urging high turnout in the parliamentary elections. Over 3.5 million people are registered to vote. People see the upcoming election as an opportunity for them to express their opinions and bring about a change.
It's important to vote because when you vote, you pick the right person for the actual country to make it a better place.
You need new people in the parliament to make Lebanon stand up on his feet. You know, there's a lot of projects, lots of work in the country, but nobody's doing it.
Each and every person should be and needs to know that they need to vote to make this country a better place.
Everyone must vote freely and based on their values. These are democratic elections, and it is an opportunity for people to express their opinion.
In the meantime, a delegation from the European Union will be present Sunday to monitor the elections.
So far, the atmosphere of the elections is positive. On the election day, we will have a total of 132 observers sent across the country to make an analysis on how things are operating from our point of view. Of course, we will do this while also respecting the sovereignty of the country, because we do not want to interfere.
The Lebanese Interior Ministry has announced that 20 to 30,000 military personnel will be deployed all across Lebanon to ensure safety at the polls. Five connected operation rooms will also be coordinating with the Defense Ministry to secure the electoral process. Over 900 candidates are competing for 128 parliamentary seats. Voters will cast their ballots in almost 2,000 polling centers across the country. Ranala Eddin, Press TV, Beirut.
And joining us for more on the story out of Berkeley is Mr. Paul Lurie from the Free Palestine Movement. Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, Mr. Lurie. Now, sir, tell us what you think, your thoughts on these Lebanese elections and their implications and the effect they're going to have on geopolitical, outcome.
Well, there are some uncertainties because this time there have been some changes. It's the first election in 10 years. And we have the participation of Lebanese outside of Lebanon, some of them simply by circumstance, they're temporarily outside. Others are expatriates and so forth. This is kind of an unknown. It's the first time that this has happened. But generally speaking, I would say that most people are not expecting any dramatic changes, although there are quite a few who would like to have some more changes than are really likely to happen under the current system. The current system is kind of, solidified into place to a certain extent, and it doesn't permit a lot of change. But there are lots of Lebanese who would like to have it. They just don't expect it.
And how important is Lebanon's stability for the Middle East, Mr. Lurie?
Well, how important is the stability of a thermometer? The health of the patient is important, and the health of the patient you don't want the patient to have a fever, but the thermometer is only the thing. So and Lebanon has always been the thermometer of the Middle East. It has been what measures the discontent of some of the larger powers in there. And this is always reflected in the larger powers beginning to play their game there. And given the fact that things are rather dangerous in the Middle East now with Saudi Arabia and Israel and what's happening in Syria and the threats from the United States and so forth, Turkey and so forth, anything is possible. So,
do you expect a big shakeup in Lebanese politics after this election?
It's hard to expect anything. I would say offhand that there will not be, but nobody really knows right now, because as I say, we're playing with a slightly different deck of cards.
Thank you for joining us there. That's Mr. Paul Lurie from the Free Palestine Movement joining us out of Berkeley, California.